Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate postponed a planned recess this week and will be in session to take up voting rights legislation. As NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports, Democratic leaders vowed to move ahead, even though they do not have enough votes for passage.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sticking by his pledge that the Senate will vote on a bill to protect voting rights.
Members of this chamber were elected to debate and to vote, particularly on an issue as vital to the beating heart of our democracy as this one.
Schumer reiterated that if Republicans again block a bill designed to counter efforts at the state level to restrict voting, he will move to change Senate rules. But centrist Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose altering the filibuster, so that effort is expected to fall short. Appeals from President Biden have not been enough to secure all 50 Democratic votes needed to do away with the longstanding Senate rule. So voting rights bills are stalled for now. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Civil rights leaders and others are focusing on Democrats Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia in efforts to get a voting rights bill approved. The two lawmakers are being singled out because they oppose setting aside the filibuster rule so that the measures can be approved by a simple majority vote. Many activists spent part of the King holiday calling for voting rights and the protection of American democracy. The Omicron surge has left many U.S. employers short-staffed. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, 2 years into the pandemic, many businesses are having a hard time finding ways to make do.
For the month of January, Macy's says it's opening all of its stores an hour late and closing an hour early. United Airlines says it's reduced its schedule after thousands of workers tested positive for COVID. The staffing shortages have also hit healthcare. In Wisconsin, Advocate Aurora Health has temporarily shut three of its urgent care centers and moved staff to busier locations. Meanwhile, hospitals are turning to temporary staff and additional shifts for those who can work to handle a surge in patients. Omicron infections may have peaked in some parts of the country, but the number of people infected daily with the virus is still dramatically higher than it was a month ago. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The FBI says the hostage standoff at a synagogue outside Fort Worth was terrorism-related. A British national held four people at gunpoint for over 10 hours Saturday. The rabbi of Congregation Beth Israel says he and two other hostages were able to escape after he threw a chair at the gunman. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker told CBS Mornings that he let the man inside the facility because it appeared that he needed shelter. The suspect has been identified as 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram of England. You're listening to NPR News. Military flights carrying emergency supplies have begun arriving in Tonga in wake of an undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. The disaster has claimed at least one life in Tonga and two others across the Pacific in Peru. The head of Tonga Cable, Samuela Fanua, says extensive damage to underwater fiber optic cables is hampering communication on the island.
We don't have access to funding as we could have. So laying another cable would probably take some time.
Fanua says it could be a couple of days before ships arriving from Papua New Guinea and Samoa arrive to repair the damaged lines. New research suggests that Mars may have once been home to a cold ocean. Details from NPR's Jeff Brumfield.
Its surface has valleys that look like they were carved by running water and evidence of ancient shorelines in the planet's northern hemisphere. But there aren't enough of these features to suggest that Mars was super warm and wet. Now Frederick Schmidt of Paris-Saclay University and his colleagues have run computer models that show billions of years ago there could have been a cold Martian ocean. The ocean would have been located in the northern hemisphere. It could have delivered rainfall to some areas and built up glaciers in others. The researchers say their vision of a cold, wet Mars fits with current observations, but more data from rovers is needed.
Jeff Brumfield reporting. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.